As we've been reporting, the Cape and the Islands are bearing the brunt of the storm so far. We're joined now by Nantucket Police Chief William Pittman. Good morning, Chief, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
We're hearing reports that the entire island, or at least most of the island, is without power. What's the situation?
Well, if anybody that's on a commercial power supply is out right now, if they have their own generator, they have power. But the main feeds from the mainland have apparently been disrupted.
So the reason for the outage is it's not some for reasons unknown at this moment, the power is not coming over from the mainland?
No, we think where the problem is there's two cables that come over from the mainland, and they terminate at a place downtown where we had some flooding, and we think the equipment down there has been frozen up or whatever, compromised in some way, and the National Grid is working to resolve that problem now, but they're telling us it'll be 6 to 8 hours before we have some kind of resolution.
All right, so maybe 6 to 8 hours before some of the lights go back on, or maybe all the lights go back on. You mentioned flooding. I've seen some photos out of Nantucket that you have some coastal flooding today.
Yeah, it's starting to recede back right now, but we had the high tide this morning at 5 a.m. We had a couple of feet of flood stage, above flood stage, and down in Easton Street, downtown on Easy Street, Washington Street, those areas had up to a couple feet of water on them. And we have a storm barrier at what's called the Children's Beach Boat Ramp that actually blew out and caused a lot of flooding down in down in that area around Children's Beach.
Have there been evacuations, Chief?
There's been some folks that have been relocated, let's put it that way. A couple of them had some houses that were, there's been a couple of them have had some houses that had up to a couple foot of water in them that we had to remove to a shelter. There was one individual just a short time ago that had a big window in their house blew out from the wind, and we had to get her evacuated to a shelter. But other than that, we've only got, last count, I think there's about 12 to 15 folks at the shelter right now.
All right. What's it been like this morning on Nantucket with wind gusts at 60 and some of them well over that?
Yeah, the problem, the wind gusts aren't necessarily the problem. It's the steady winds. It's with the snow blowing out there and the way that snow was heavy, it's like ice beating against you when you're outside, so it's not a very comfortable thing to be out in this wind. We've had some tree limbs go down because of the weight of the snow. We've had a lot of wires down as a result of it, but so we've lost virtually all of our cell services down right now, as well as our cable, TV, those traditional ways we have to reaching out to people. Right now are down, so we still have our public safety radio network that allows all of the emergency service providers to communicate. That's still up and running strongly.
All right, so for those folks who are able to listen to you right now, because perhaps they're listening online, if they have internet service or if they have an emergency generator, or they're listening on a battery-operated radio, what's your message to them right now on Nantucket, Chief?
Well, the thing is, to tell them, I think, is that it is expected to get a little bit warmer today. But if they're concerned, that we do have a shelter open at the high school, and they should make their way to the high school. The roads are clear enough for them to be able to do that. If they need assistance, they can call 911 or the police station, and we'll make sure that we can get some assistance to them to help them get out. They may be stuck in their residence because of a fallen tree or something across the driveway or a road that we're not aware of. There are a lot of rural areas in the island here, or remote areas, I should say. So the main thing is they should expect the power to be out for, at least most of the rest of the day, and they should plan accordingly.
All right. Nantucket Police Chief William Pittman, thanks a lot for joining us this morning on Morning Edition. We appreciate it, and good luck today, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot.